This is Northwest News from KPLU. A standardized testing boycott has broken out again in Seattle public schools. Hundreds of 11th graders in at least four high schools won't take a federally required exam this spring. The campaign has a familiar ring to it. 2 years ago, Seattle teachers led a similar protest against a different test. But this time, it's parents and students playing key roles in organizing a boycott of the Smarter Balanced Assessments. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes introduces us to one of the campaign's youngest organizers.
Over the last month, a visitor showed up in about a dozen classrooms of 11th graders at Nathan Hale High School in North Seattle. It was a fellow junior, and his pitch started like this.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Smarter Balanced test is going to be administered in a couple of weeks.
The speaker was junior Elijah Falk.
It's an 8.5-hour test on a computer. It's not required for graduation.
Which is true. So he says you can take the test.
Or you can fill out a district refusal form. But I would encourage you to, you know, look into it and see if this test is going to be helpful.
Elijah Falk is listed on the Nathan Hale varsity baseball roster at 5'6". He runs cross country, edits the school newspaper, and since February has represented the junior class on the Nathan Hale Senate. It's a group of mostly teachers, but also parents, administrators, and students that makes formal decisions for the school. The story of how it fell to a 16-year-old to help organize a testing boycott starts with a vote the Senate took in late February.
Nathan Hale Senate, including staff, parents, and students, recommended against administering the Smarter Balanced Assessments that will be given this year to 11th graders.
News of the boycott had broken, and nearly 2 weeks had passed by the time Seattle Public Schools Superintendent Larry Nyland told a school board meeting teachers were refusing to give the test. At first, Nyland said he'd hear them out.
We'll continue to work with the Nathan Hale community.
But in Washington State, giving the Smarter Balanced exams to juniors is part of the federal No Child Left Behind law. So state officials told the district if you let teachers carry out this boycott, it'll jeopardize not only Seattle's federal funding, but maybe even the state's, too. So Nyland laid down the law. He said teachers who refused to give the test could be fired and stripped of their licenses. That's when Elijah Falk realized if this boycott was going to happen, it'd be up to parents and students.
I guess it kind of just made it all more real, I guess, because I had never really, you know, done anything like that in the past, and so I was kind of like, well, this is kind of legit.
So Falk and several fellow junior class officers began visiting classrooms, and active parents backfilled with emails home explaining how to turn in refusal forms. One message noted most students aren't expected to do well on the Smarter Balanced tests. In a national trial run of the exam, less than a third of juniors scored as proficient in math. Do you think you could pass this test?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I like to think that I'm a decent student.
But Falk has already passed the tests he needs to graduate. He's already sat for the SAT and PSAT this year. He's taking two advanced placement exams in a few weeks, exams with college credit attached, and he'd rather prepare for those than take the Smarter Balanced assessments.
If there's something that you might risk failing, but regardless, you know, you'll learn something or you'll be stronger because of it, or maybe on the off chance that you do succeed, you know, something great will happen. That's great. You know, that's, I think there's no reason to not go for it. But if there's not a real benefit in, you know, passing or failing, then it's not worth it.
State and district officials say no real benefit is a bit of an overstatement. Students who pass the Smarter Balanced exams can use the result to test out of remedial level courses in Washington's public colleges. And they say anyone taking it will get a truer sense of how ready they are for college. Also, juniors who didn't pass the current graduation exam can count a passing score on the Smarter Balanced exam to earn their high school diplomas. But Meredith Berlin says testing isn't important as learning actual skills. She's a parent representative on the Nathan Hale Senate, and she's not worried about how Nathan Hale students will do on the test.
There are many schools at which there's even a higher proportion of students who need every hour they can get with their teachers to gain those skills. So if we don't stand up and say this is wrong, what chance do those other schools have?
There are nearly 1,400 juniors at four Seattle high schools, Nathan Hale, Garfield, Ingram, and Roosevelt, and half of them are refusing to take the tests. At Nathan Hale, the other half will begin taking the exams next week. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.